Hello, everyone. I'm Dave Kersey, and this is a call to worship and praise. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty.
Yeah.
What a wonderful medley by the Maranatha Singers. Holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. And come, let us worship and bow down. Taken from the wonderful Psalm chapter 95. Come, let us bow down and worship. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for He is our God, and we are the people of His pasture, the flock under His care. Thank you so much for joining me today here on A Call to Worship. Today we're going to be singing and talking a lot about the majesty of God. How great is our Lord? Greatness that just requires our worship. The song in the background is entitled, Holy Are You, Lord. Heavenly Father, You are indeed holy. We worship You today because of Your holiness, because of Your greatness, and because of Your great love and grace that You have given to us. Father, open our eyes today. Help us to understand a little of Your greatness, of Your majesty. Lord, later on in our program, we're going to share that wonderful psalm, Psalm 8, which says, O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is Your name in all the earth. Heavenly Father, today we lift You up in praise and adoration. And we thank You for Jesus, the Lamb of God, who came to this earth so we might know of Your love, and then died for us to pay the debt and the penalty for all of our sins, so that we may stand in Your presence today, worshiping and praising and thanking You for all that You're doing and have done for us. Heavenly Father, I thank You for this opportunity. I pray that this might be more than just a music program, but it might be a time of worship and praise where we actually feel Your anointing, Lord. We feel Your Holy Spirit in our lives, directing us to worship You and to praise Your name. Thank You for the thousands that are joined together now here on A Call to Worship. And I pray, Father, if there's some among us who have never experienced the joy and the peace from knowing that their sins are forgiven, I pray that Your Holy Spirit might come upon them, Father, and they might feel the conviction of their sins and the freedom that can come from knowing that by confessing their sins, by accepting Jesus as their own personal Lord and Savior, they can be free of their sins and have the joy that passes all understanding. A joy that comes from having a relationship with Almighty God. Father, we love You, we praise Your holy name, and we sing songs of adoration and praise today. Holy, holy, holy are You, Lord. Can you hear the sound of heaven, like the sound of many waters? It's the sound of worship coming from His throne. There are cries of adoration as men from every nation lift their voice to make His glory known, singing, Holy, holy, holy are You, Lord. Holy, holy, holy are You, Lord. The elders and angels bow. The redeemed worship You now. Holy, holy, holy are You, Lord.
sound of heaven, like the sound of many waters. It's the sound of worship coming from the throne. There are cries of
singing, holy, holy, holy.
Holy, holy, holy are you, Lord. Terry McCallman, singing and leading in worship today here on A Call to Worship. I'm Dave Kersey. Already in our program, we've used the first and the last verse of the psalm that I want to share with you, coming up in just a little bit. That, of course, is Psalm number 8. And now let me share with you Psalm number 8, a psalm of David. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth! You have set your glory above the heavens. From the lips of children and infants you have ordained praise because of your enemies to silence the foe and the avenger. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have set in place, what is man that you are mindful of him? The Son of Man, that you care for him. You made him a little lower than the heavenly beings and crowned him with glory and honor. You have made him ruler over the works of your hands. You have put everything under his feet. All flocks and herds and the beasts of the field, the birds of the air and the fish of the sea, all that swim the paths of the seas. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You're listening to A Call to Worship and Praise. Thank you for joining me today. I'm Dave Kersey, your host. In the background, we've been listening to a wonderful medley of songs with the David Clydesdale Orchestra, beginning with the song, To God Be the Glory. And before that, it was the Paul Johnson Singers, their rendition of the song, The Glory of His Majesty. Coming up a little later in our broadcast, we're going to be talking about the majesty of God. All through the program, we've been singing and talking about how majestic is the name of the Lord, and holy is He. And we'll have some thoughts coming up a little bit later by Roger Campbell from his book, Spurgeon's Daily Treasures in the Psalms, and this will be on Psalm number 8, which we shared earlier in our program. And also some thoughts from the Integrity Devotional Bible on the stars and the galaxies and how magnificent our God is to be the creator of it all. We'll be talking more about that a little later on in the broadcast. Briefly, let me thank you for your letters and, when you're able, your financial help of this radio ministry. So needed during these summer months, and I do appreciate your response. You can write to us here at Call to Worship, 1236 Disc Drive, Suite E, Medford, Oregon, 97501. Once again, let me give you that address. It's a little long one. Call to Worship, 1236 Disc Drive, like a disc in a CD disc, you know, understand? D-I-S-K. 1236 Disc Drive, Suite E, Medford, Oregon, 97501. And also you can find us on the internet at www.calltoworship.us. Lots of good things on that website. In addition to, you can actually listen to Call to Worship anytime you want. And you can make a contribution by way of the internet. Very safe, very secure, and it would be very helpful too. And, of course, we've listed the complete playlist for today's broadcast, the scripture that we shared earlier, Psalm 8, lots of other good things, too. So stop by and visit us at calltoworship.us. Now let's get back to this wonderful medley with the David Clydesdale Orchestra and Chorus. And we wind up with the song, How Majestic Is Your Name in All the Earth.
Take away my sin. When Christ shall come. or bigger than the sky. If what has been created is so awesome, then the one who made it all must far exceed the wonder and the beauty of creation. How awesome you must be. I
Earlier in our program, we shared that wonderful psalm, Psalm 8, with you. The first and last verses are a sweet song of admiration in which the excellence of the name of God is praised. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. The intermediate verses are made up of a holy wonder at the Lord's greatness in creation and his love for all people. I'd like to share some thoughts by Roger Campbell from his book, Spurgeon's Daily Treasures in the Psalms, and some input from the Worship Daily Devotional Bible, published by Integrity Publications. You know, we may call this psalm, Psalm 8, the Song of the Astronomer, for it is very likely that was the setting when it first occurred to David's mind. David gazed into the night sky and was overwhelmed by the greatness of God displayed before him. But he was not the first to be confronted and confounded by the vast expanse of God's creation. When Abraham stepped outside his tent one night, he was awed to learn that his descendants would be vast in number, like the stars, too many to count. How many stars did he actually see? Well, about 2,000 if he had average eyesight. Yet astronomers tell us today that our galaxy alone contains hundreds of billions of stars, and the Milky Way is just one of hundreds of millions of galaxies. Another stargazer, Job, identified God as the one responsible for placing the constellation Orion in the sky. Little did he dream, however, that Betelgeuse, the star forming the right shoulder of Orion, is so big that if you were to put it where our sun is, it would engulf the planets Mercury, Venus, Earth, and Mars. And Solomon, in his guise as the teacher, assured us that there is nothing new under the sun. But he could not have known that if the sun were the size of the dot over the letter I, the nearest star would be a dot 10 miles away. You see, astronomy keeps expanding our vision of what the universe is. This and other scientific disciplines, whether they use telescopes or microscopes, should expand even more our vision of how great the Creator of the universe is. And when we add in the comprehension that this great God stoops to love us and wants a relationship with us, well, worship alone is the only proper response. A look at the solar system has a tendency to reduce pride and promote humility. Well might the psalmist wonder at the exaltation of man in relation to the rest of creation when compared to the beauty of the starry universe. Not only is the Lord seen in the heavens above, but the earth beneath tells of his majesty. All of the countless earthly creatures, from man to the creeping worm, are sustained by the Lord's provision. The fabric of the universe leans on his eternal arm. Everywhere and in every situation, God is at work. His glory exceeds the glory of the stars. The believing heart is thrilled at what it sees and gives glory to God. But only God knows the extent, if there is one, of his glory. And what a sweetness lies in that little word, our, in the verse we started with. O Lord, our Lord. How much more is God's glory made precious to us when we consider that he is our Lord? Remember that even the heavens cannot contain his glory. It is set above the heavens, since it is too great to be expressed by mortal man. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth.
O Lord, our Lord.
O Lord, our Lord, how majestic.
O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth and in all the galaxies and universe that you have created. Winding up our call to worship program with Sandy Patty, words taken right out of Psalm 8, how majestic is your name in all the earth. I'm Dave Kersey. Thank you for joining me today here on A Call to Worship. Thank you for your letters and for your financial help of this radio ministry. You can write to us here at Call to Worship, 1236 Disc Drive, Suite E, Medford, Oregon, 97501, or check us out on the Internet at www.calltoworship.us. Great to have you with us today. Hope you'll come back again next time for another time of worship and praise right here on A Call to Worship. Now let's wind up our time together with the Don Marr Singers as we continue to sing about the glorious majesty of God. The song entitled, Great and Mighty is Your Name. See you next week here on A Call to Worship.